final item for today.
Yes, item 919, authorize the Director of Portland Parks and Recreation to execute the second amendment to the grant agreement between Portland Parks and Recreation and the Portland Parks Foundation for the Barbara Walker Crossing Project.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, this is a very straightforward matter. We should be able to do this in 5 minutes. The Barbara Walker Crossing Project is an exciting public-private partnership and brings together three things Portlanders are passionate about: parks, safe streets, and new bridges. The Barbara Walker Crossing will make it easier and safer to connect popular destinations in Forest Park, Hoyt Arboretum, and Washington Park, and it represents really the hallmark of our productive relationship with the Portland Parks Foundation. Here to briefly explain the second amendment to the grant agreement is Claudia Campuzano, Public Finance, Property, and Technology Manager for Parks, and our friend Randy Gragg, who is the Executive Director of the Portland Parks Foundation. Gentlemen, welcome. Claudia?
Good afternoon. I'll introduce myself again for the record. Claudio Campuzano, Finance, Property, and Technology Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. So very briefly, the amendment before you, it's the second amendment to the grant agreement. The grant agreement was the city granting resources to the Portland Parks Foundation to construct this bridge. And this amendment does several things. It memorializes an additional $100,000 that the foundation is committed to fund operations and maintenance for the bridge, as well as work during the warranty period of the bridge. Second, it transfers ownership of the bridge to the city after substantial completion. Third, it clarifies responsibilities during that period between substantial completion and final completion during the warranty period. And finally, it officially names the bridge Barbara Walker Crossing. So that's what you have before you today. And now let Randy tell you a little bit about the project overall. I'm sure that you have heard it before, but just to give you some context.
Quick, I want to keep you from a happy hour outside. So it's really nice to be here. I'm usually here asking you for something, and this time I'm giving you something. So that's a nice change of pace. This is basically a bridge connecting our beloved Wildwood Trail over that rather awful, dangerous crossing at Burnside. And when the crossing is completed next month, it'll separate 80,000 yearly users of the Wildwood Trail from the 20,000 daily drivers of West Burnside. Here it is, all 178 feet of it being assembled at Supreme Steel in Northeast Portland. It'll be cut into three parts and then reassembled on site beginning on October 7th, and if all goes according to plan, that the installation will be completed on October 14th. When it's done, of course, it'll look like this to drivers, but to those on the trail, it'll look like something like this. And we're going to open it on a Sunday with a Sunday morning street party on October 27th, right in the middle of Burnside, underneath the bridge. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for making that happen. The Portland Parks Foundation made the bridge happen over the course of about 4 years, but as with all of our efforts, we're really only the vessel for other people's generosity. And that really begins with these two characters. Ed Carpenter, who conceived of the bridge. Ed's a lifelong runner of the bridge for 40 years. He came up with a design, lobbied dozens of groups to gain political support, and through many tests of will and budget, he kept his vision for a bridge that's really an integral, beautiful expression of the trail. On the right, Charlie Swindells raised a whole lot of money for this bridge. Ultimately, over 900 individual donors who gave as little as $5 and as much as $150,000, foundations like Murdoch and OCF kicked in as well. And then there's the firms for a total of $2.17 million in individual donors and foundations, including 600 who gave $184,000 during a 33-day crowdfunding campaign. So it's really a people's bridge. I also want to call out the firms on the design and construction team, because together, and this is just what they counted, I can tell you that they put in way more than this, $385,000 in pro bono services, which is really substantial. Public funding, of course, comes from many different pots. Total is $1.5 million, most of it from SDCs. And ultimately, the bridge, oops, I forgot to change the number. It's $4.085 million, and that's a 37% public, 63% privately funded bridge. So really, it's Portland's first crowdfunded bridge. Just a quick word about Barbara Walker. Most of you, I think, know who she is, but she's really the mother of the trail system in the city. She began as a NIMBY housewife and transitioned to an incredible activist who really believed that the system is made from the connections, and this bridge is a beautiful expression of that. So just to remind you, the grand opening is 8:30 to noon on Sunday, October 27th. We're going to have Silots and Grand Ronde tribes participating. We're going to have all-you-can-eat pancakes. Body Vox and the great theatrical designer Michael Curry are going to choreograph an event. It should be really, really fun. And so I hope to see you all there.
Randy, thank you very much, and congratulations to the foundation for bringing this home.
Yeah, you bet.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
Very good. Looks excellent. Any further discussion? Any public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up.
Would you like a motion?
This is actually an ordinance, so we'll just call the roll.
All right.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thanks for the presentation. Can't wait for the pancakes. Better to eat a pancake than to become a pancake. Sorry, I had to.
Ooh, she's here all night, folks. All night. Fortunately, the rest of us aren't.
Long day.
How about I?
Fish.
Thank you both. Congratulations again. Vote aye.
Okay. Awesome. Wheeler. Thank you.
Wheeler.
I'm disappointed I will not be here for the pancake breakfast.
Oh,
and so I'm going to say right now in front of you what I would have said there. I have chased across this road I don't know how many times to get from one side to the other. And when I had a small child, it was particularly frightening. And I am really glad that this project not only came to fruition, but it's done so with style, and it's done so as a partnership with the community. And I think it just, architecturally, I think it's stunning. It's fantastic. So this to me just looks like a solid win for the community. I'm proud to vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you very much for your hard work. And guess what? We are adjourned.